Yeah. All right. We'll start the meeting here. So the first thing to do is to do the roll call, and I'll run this down right now. Laura Bezerin.
Yes, I'm here.
Jack De Palma. He's not here yet. Denise?
Here.
Bruce? Ed?
I'm here. So was that Ed?
Yeah. Daryl? Daryl, are you here? Tom?
Here.
And then there's myself. So we've got five people at the meeting, which, like I said, is quorum. So the next thing is
Before you continue, Maya called me before the meeting, said that she was having a little difficulty with not feeling well. She would try to see if she could wake up and attend the meeting, but she wasn't sure. She just asked me to.
Okay. Well, Mayette's welcome to come to the meeting, but
she's going to have to start again. She understands that, but she just wanted to let us know.
Yeah, well, let me just finish saying what I wanted to say about Mayette, and that is that she did miss three consecutive meetings in a row, and so she's no longer a CAB member. Now, she could become a CAB member by attending 3 out of 4 consecutive CAB meetings, starting with this meeting, and if she shows up.
I explained that to her, and she was aware of it. She remembered.
Yeah. Oh, all right. Okay.
All right.
I just wanted to run that by everybody. All right. So let's continue. Next thing on the agenda is a timekeeper. Denise, you usually do that. Are you up to it again today?
I am, unless someone...
All right. Thanks, Denise. I appreciate that. Next on the agenda is to read the agenda. So I'll do that right now. This is the agenda for the WBAI Community Advisory Board meeting on January 19th. 2025, and A is roll call, B is timekeeper, C is read the agenda, D is guest speaker, and I don't believe we have a guest speaker this month, E is CAB announcements, and in addition to what I usually read, I want to mention something about Mr. John from the FCC. F is read the December minutes. G is tabled issues. And what's been tabled from last month is the year-end report, which I'll read, and hopefully we'll pass it. And H is programming and significant station policy. I is other issues. J is repeat announcements, K is next meeting date, and L is adjourned the meeting. So right now we are up to D, which is guest speaker, and we do not have a guest speaker today. Is that correct, Denise?
Unfortunately, he could not make it.
Yeah, oh, okay, all right. E is CAB announcements, and so just let me notify everyone that I contacted John from the FCC, and he's the person who was giving the compliance training to the producers at the station, and I asked him if CAB members could also receive this training, and he declined to give CAB people the FCC compliance training. He won't do it. So my next step will be to contact His boss at the FCC, who I believe is Holly Sauer, and see what she says, and then we'll just have to take it from there and see what happens. So let me get to the rest. Who just spoke up?
It's Denise. I just want to interject that I understood from others at the training that the FCC trainer had wanted to know, was very interested as to what the Community Advisory Board's thoughts were about the new policy. It's interesting now that he's declining to do so, and I'm glad that you're going to pursue it further.
That was a little bit odd. That he wanted us to comment on the training, but we don't know what the training is, so how could we comment on it?
No, he wanted us to comment on the new policies pertaining to our station. He was very curious as to what we thought about it, so I'm surprised that he didn't want to help us out so that we can get a better insight.
That's a little bit confusing. And what was I going to say? He did mention that if CAB members did receive the training, we would find it boring and confusing. And so I took the liberty to tell John that we had gotten feedback from some producers that did take the training, and they found it confusing. So that's where it kind of ended. So let me just continue with the CAB announcement. And next is the code of conduct. We ask that everyone abide by the stack order assigned, and that we maintain and observe our 3-minute comment period. We must maintain the agenda order, and conversation must stay on the agenda topic. Everyone is welcome to attend the meeting, and you are not required to identify yourself. However, if you wish to become a CAB member, then we need to know your name, because you must be a member of WBAI and attend 3 out of 4 consecutive CAB meetings. And that concludes CAB announcements. Next is read the December minutes. You have that, Tom?
Yes.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay. There was a meeting of the WBAI CAB on December 15, 2024 at 1 p.m. It was held by Maestro conference calls. Those attending were Neil Voss, Denise Joyce, Bruce Greif, Laura Andrews, Ben Serene, Jack DePalma, Mario Mendet, Edward Fanning, Eleanor Elizabeth Foreman, Susan Calvert, a new person, Bob Henley, and Tom Murata. Voting members present were Neil Voss, Denise Joyce, Bruce Greif, Laura Andrews, Ben Serene, Jack DePalma, and Tom Murata. The agenda was A, roll call, B, timekeeper, C, reading and accepting the agenda, D, guest speakers, E, CAB announcements, F, reading and accepting of the November minutes, G, tabled issues, H, programming and significant station policy, I, other issues, J, repeat announcements, K, next meeting, L, adjourned meeting. The meeting started at 1:07. The attendance was taken. Quorum was reached. Under B, the timekeeper for the meeting was Denise Joyce. Under C, no voice read the agenda. It was accepted. Under D, guest speakers, Neil Voss invited Bob Henley, interim station manager, to the meeting. On short notice, Bob accepted the invitation. He had arrived early so he could make his presentation at the early part of the meeting. Neil introduced him and asked him to make his presentation and take a Q&E at the end. He agreed. Bob gave us a brief, very comprehensive report on where the station has been, the actions that has that it has taken and what it hopes to do in the future. He took questions from those present. He asked if he was asked if the current model of getting funding from unions, bequests, and the limited premiums from Ecologic and a few other programs, and David Rothenberg's theater tickets would raise the funding that was needed. He seemed optimistic about it. Another question was raised about apparent approaching wealthy donors of like mind to support the station and network. He said you have to develop a relationship with those entities before you make your request. Ed Fanning and Tom Arata said they would try to start something on this. Bob Henley gave a very comprehensive report and left us optimistic and hopeful as we entered the challenges of 2025. Neil Voss thanked him for the time on such for his time on such short notice. Under E, CAB announcements, Neil made the CAB announcements. Under F, the reading of the November 17th meeting was not fully accepted until the section describing how to send info from the BAI webpage to others to promote the station was included. That wasn't included at the last meeting, and I really want to get that completely clear and sort of added to it, but I haven't done that yet, and I want to have it ready by the next meeting. You know, it's like an 8 or 9 step process where you can go to the webpage, get information, then send it by email to others so they can know what's available. So it will be added on a future date. Under G, tabled issues, CAB elections, and the annual WBAI CAB statement were discussed. It was agreed that until the CAB grows in numbers, the current offices would stay in place. Neil read the CAB statement for the year 2024. It would be passed. Now, once it's approved, it will be passed on to management. Under H, programming and significant station policies, policy, offering programs to appeal to the younger audience was discussed. Coming up with special events to raise money was discussed. Under other issues, there were no other issues in this section. Under J, Neil repeated the announcements. Under K, the next meeting is Sunday, January 19th, 2025. At 1 o'clock, it will be held by Maestro conference calls, and the meeting was adjourned at 3:41. That was December.
Thank you, Tom. I appreciate that. Any objections to passing their December minutes?
This is Ed. I just have a point of order. I know you know me as Ed. My first name is Edmund. It said Edward in the minutes. I just want to let you know. Thank you.
Oh, okay.
How do you want us to say your name?
Well, you could just say Ed, but if you want to say my full name, it's Edmund instead of Edward.
Edmund. I get it. You're right. Okay. But no,
it's Edmund.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. Descendant of Irish kings, as my father used to say.
Okay. So that would be Edmond?
Mund.
Mund. All right. Thanks for that, Edmund.
Okay.
Thank you.
Since we did a U-turn back onto roll call there, let me just say that, let me ask if, is Daryl McPherson at the meeting right now? I did hear that Daryl was in the hospital and he wasn't doing too well. So, if there's any objections, we'll give Daryl an excused absence. Hearing no objections, Daryl gets an excused absence. All right, next thing is a G on the agenda, which is tabled issues, which is the year-end report. So let me read that right now. So this is the year-end programming report for 2024. The communities that WBAI serves are all in the range of WBAI's FM signal, 99.5 FM. The area covers Metro New York City, Southern New York State, including Long Island, Southwestern Connecticut, Northern New Jersey, and parts of Eastern Pennsylvania. In this vast area, there are hundreds of communities and dozens upon dozens of different cultural and ethnic populations. The community that WBAI serves is found throughout this vast geographic area and in all of the cultural and ethnic groups, because the WBAI community is the progressive and independent-minded people found everywhere in the region. WBAI also has programming that targets specific communities, such as the arts, Black, Latinx, Indigenous, people of color, Middle Eastern, and other communities. WBAI also has special programming to celebrate the following yearly events important to American culture. We celebrate Black History Month, Martin Luther King Day, International Women's Day, Columbus/Indigenous Peoples Day, Earth Day, Gay Pride Day, May Day, and Labor Day. And let me continue. After losing the Gary Null Show, no other show has stepped up to keep the WBAI community appraised of the ongoing threat the COVID-19 vaccine poses to our community. Nor has any other show informed WBAI listeners on how to neutralize the COVID-19 vaccine once a person has received the vaccine. Since Gary Null has expressed no interest in returning to WBAI, the station should host a show that relays information from Dr. Null's newsletter and show notes. Thus, WBAI listeners could still receive Dr. Null's message. Let me come here. The CAB makes the following recommendations to WBAI to further meet the needs of our community. 1, have an astrology and numerology show. 2, producers should allow 10 minutes for listeners to call into the station. 3, the station should set up a grievance process. 4, the station should purchase a building. 5, have more programming for young people 18 to 40 years old. 6, have a talk show for young people by young people. 7, every show should have a young person on the show. So I got to turn the page here. Just bear with me. 8, have a rotating college and high school show. 9, increase streaming with young voices on air. 10, have the Youth Justice Network on more WBAI shows. 11, have a metaphysical show. 12, call the report to the listener, quote, to and from the listener, unquote. 13, have a well-defined marketing program. 14, have a discrimination policy, especially for women. 15, have a show that teams up, quote, the personal computer show with the Senior Planet organization. 16, the station needs more underwriting. Seventeen, if possible, try to organize volunteers so they can work from home. 18, have a show that does a reading of the Gary Null notes. Well, we just kind of went over that. And from the Gary Null newsletter. 19, bring back the Gary Null show and have premiums shipped directly from Gary Null. 20, have WBAI return to the, quote, University of the Air format. 21, have more tech programming such as the computer show. 22, have a tax and money show. 23, to generate money for the station, promote good search and good shop. 24, bring old quality shows back. 25, set up a volunteer blog or post on the internet or phone, text limited to 100 words or less. All right, turning the page again. 26, for transparency, have WBAI and Pacifica set up a, quote, view-only account at Bank of America, unquote. 27, have a computer show for older people. 28, set up a monthly one-hour cab show. 29, do a membership survey. 30, fix the phone system. 31, set up the listener survey on the WBAI webpage, which could also be used to promote the station. 32, set up a synopsis for every show on WBAI. 33, set up an accounting system to handle premiums. Now, I'd like to make a motion to pass this year-end report so that it could be typed up and sent to the LSB and station management. Are there any objections to passing on this report? Hearing none, the report is passed and will be typed up this month and sent to the LSB and station management. Okay, next on the agenda is programming and significant station policy. And so this is the time where we take ideas for programs or significant station policy. So any ideas from anyone?
On the stat.
Okay. So Denise is first on this stack. Anyone else for the stack? All right, Denise, go ahead.
The report to and from the listener, management should notify the listeners at least 3 days prior to having the actual report. I think that's very important. I'm finding that we're a little derelict in that lately. I know that they are very busy, but the whole idea of a report for the listener is the listener be aware that the report is going to transpire. So at least
your idea was to give announcements how many days ahead?
3 days. I'd say 3 days. I think that's fair. 3 days prior to the actual activity or the actual report. At least 3 days prior to the report to the listeners' activity. Happening that way.
That is a good idea. Thanks for that, Denise. They could make a car up and to do the announcement 3 days prior. All right. Any other ideas, guys?
From the stat, I don't know if anybody else wants to. I don't want to just...
Go ahead. You have more, Denise?
Yeah, this is one other thing that I noticed. This is something that's very new. The LSB, I guess they're not considered management, but I think that some kind of mention should be that the LSB should not infringe on the listeners. What is it called? Listeners period? An hour that is allotted to us. What's the name of it again? Public comments?
Yeah, public comment period, yeah.
LSB should not infringe on the public comment period. If there is no public comment to be had, that they should resume their meeting as opposed to using that time to make statements as if they are considered part of the average public listenership. I know that's kind of lengthy, but I just think that the LSB should not infringe on the half an hour provided for public comment. And I found that that happened at the last meeting, and they even requested that the comment be shortened to 1 minute so that, really, so that LSB members could make statements. I don't think that should be anymore. That should never happen again. I don't think so anyway.
Yeah, my guess is that happened because the LSB has a new chair. So they have a new person running the meeting, and they may not be up on the CPB requirements for public comment. Because in previous chairs of the LSB, they did not let LSB members speak during the public comment period. So we will pass this on to the LSB so that they could correct their behavior. Because they should not be infringing on public comment. And then what was your comment after that? Something about if there's no one from the public who wants to speak.
Exactly. The previous policy is not to for the LSB not to infringe at all during that period. If there's no one who wants to make a comment, they would go back to their business that had not been addressed, and LSB always has business that's not addressed. You know what I'm saying? That's how they've always practiced it. And I believe that the public comment section, maybe it's making an assumption, is part of the bylaws, that they have to provide that time. And
next year, you got to take a better picture of me.
Okay. So that's something that I think should be mentioned, and make sure that's not practiced. It's the same thing that the public can't ask a direct question to the LSB member because it would interfere with the business of the LSB meeting. I'm pretty sure of that. And so it should be recognized in the other direction as well.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Those are good ideas, Denise. Thanks.
Hello, Neil. This is Jack.
Hi, Jack. You're at the meeting?
Yes,
all
I
right.
Just joined. Yeah. If I could speak to what I just heard Denise say.
Yeah, go ahead, Jack.
Yeah, the problem is that there are many people with different opinions on the LSB. And to direct a question to one member or the other, you might find that they start debating whatever your question might be about, whether it be freedom of speech or programming or, how the money is reported back to us. So I think what you should consider, Denise, is to contact individual LSB members and start a dialogue with individuals. Like I started a dialogue with three people I could name, but I won't. That might be the best thing to do.
Because you came in late, it really was speaking about the infringement of the LSB on the public comment section, that should never happen.
Thank you. I understand.
And I also agree. I think that the ruling pertaining to the LSB meeting, that the listenership should not be questioning the LSB when really the object of the meeting, at least that the other portions of the meeting, is for LSB to take care of business that is at hand, just as the public comment period is to take care of the business of getting the voice of the listeners and providing a specific time so that the listener could express themselves. And
if I could just say one thing about that.
Sure.
Go ahead, Jack.
Yeah. The that's a wonderful idea, and it's actually excellent way to go about it. But the comment I would make that I think is specific to your comment is that the Finance Committee meeting has people speaking directly to people that are on the Finance Committee, including LSB members. R. Paul is a member of the LSB as a treasurer. And so that might be a little bit more efficient to get the idea that we want to have a discussion. And I understand what you said. I came to the meeting just at the last moment, and so I'm sorry to interrupt, actually. Thank you. Neil, I'll listen.
All right. Well, let me just remind Jack where we are on the agenda here. We're on H, which is Programming and Significant Station Policy. So we're looking for programming ideas are all ideas about station policy. That's where we're at right now. So any other recommendations that we can make to the station this month? All right, hearing none, we will move on to other issues. I don't have any other issues noted on my paper here. Does anyone have any ideas on what you want to talk about for other issues?
Hi, this is Ed. I just wanted, if it's appropriate now, I did reach out to David Rothenberg regarding contacting celebrities. He suggested that in the future, maybe BAI could have events. He mentioned years ago, but they had Bobby Short play at someone's home, and people came to that event and made donations to the station. He thought that was the way to go. Maybe even try to do something with the building and have events in the building on the first floor there, where there used to be a coffee shop of some kind. But he didn't think just reaching out and trying to contact celebrities asking for money was the way to go. But I did reach out to him, and I wanted to report back on that.
Thanks, Edmund. Appreciate that. Anything else?
Denise on the step, but I'll go last because I've been talking for a bit.
Well, I don't. Anyone else want to speak about other issues? Denise, go ahead. You have the floor.
I will say that I happen to know that because of some favors that we did for the owner of the building pertaining to construction that Keziah did, he's very receptive to our using his space. He said that he'd be willing to do that. So, Ed, if you have that information, I might get in touch with Keziah to see when is the most recent time that we could use the space, you know, and see if we can move it forward. Pertaining to that particular statement that Edmund just made.
I was just going to say, I could reach out to Keziah. I mean, I know they have a lot on their plate, as we've been saying, and they've been helping out the LA station and all, but yeah, I can pursue that with her. And you can call me Ed. I just wanted to point out my name was Edmund, not Edward, but please refer to me as Ed.
And I don't know if everybody else agrees that if one or two people are willing to give their telephone numbers to do some of the administrative portion of it, example, maybe sending out the email or sending the email and using one of the cab or one of the volunteers' telephone numbers to get back to her, and then we in turn report to her, because she doesn't have they don't seem to have any administrative in between people, and that's one of the difficulties. Something like that could be done much more fluently if she had a couple of people who would do some of the administration work. In addition to that, I wanted to really focus very much on how are we going to get at least 10% of the rank and file union workers to become either members of WBAI or buddies. And I sent a text to Keziah, because I know she's very busy, but maybe setting up a new style in order to inform the listeners, particularly the cab members or anybody who would like to volunteer, to do some leafleting at some of the activities that the guests on BAI have, you know, that are going to transpire in the future. Sometimes when you line up a guest, you line up a guest probably at least a week or more prior to them actually.
Yeah, hang on, Denise. Guys, we're getting feedback from somebody's phone.
That was me. I'm sorry.
Okay, Jack. Denise, go ahead.
I'm going to be careful of the 2 minutes because I'm kind of coming into that. Asking, can we get information to a guest that's coming up, letting us know about a rally or something that might be transpiring, so that we could, in fact, whoever be willing to volunteer, leaflet that particular activity, dialogue with some people about our programming, and even share some of the programs that we have with the individual, with the hopes that they would decide to become a member or start to at least listen so that they could decide whether it merits them investing in our programming.
May I ask a question? Oh, I'm sorry, Denise.
That's something that I'd like us to really look at. If we don't look at it as a CAB group, and I hope that we will do that, I'm going to be really focusing on that as an individual who wants to build membership. This is one of the ideas to build membership. Okay, thanks. My 3 minutes is up. Whoever else wants to.
Okay, Denise. Let me just get this down so. You're looking to get 10% of union membership as CAB members.
That's kind of like my goal. I don't know if the CAB wants to have that kind of goal and figure out and organize how we're going to work on it, but it's definitely feasible. And if we could get just 10% or 8% of the 2 million union rank and file, it would be good for the station. And we wouldn't be beholden to the executive branch of these unions. They don't always reflect the wants and needs of the union members themselves. And we need to become more personalized with the union members, the rank and file. I don't know what the thoughts are. I'm just throwing that idea out to us as a group of as the community advisory board. I would advise that we really make a concerted, organized, creative effort to start to connect up with the rank and file, and not so much focused on the executive branch of the union and how we could go about doing that. I just mentioned one way that it could be done.
Okay, thanks for that, Denise. One way it could possibly be done would be for WBAI to have a number of union shows on the station, give them airtime, like the teachers' union and or the hospital the workers' union and so forth.
We're doing that. But
first, may I speak?
Can we put it forward if that's something that people want to do? I'm going to do it on an individual basis, whether we do or not, as a collective basis. But since I'm part of the CAB, I'm posing this question to the CAB to see if we can start to stabilize our income for the station in this way. Is this an idea that we want to work on? So this is a proposal as well as a, other business kind of a thing.
Right. Oh, okay. All right. Any other comments?
Neil, this is Jack.
Go ahead, Jack.
Yeah, I had asked Mr. Henley if it's possible they could ask the United Federation of Teachers. I'm a member of the UFT retirees. And I know a number of teacher retirees or even non-UFT teachers that have kind of really enjoyed that talking with about the Medicare Advantage, Ms. Pizzatola on Friday, I guess it is, and Kaziah as well. So I would suggest that the idea that we get individuals to talk to the union people or we try to get a mass of union members to join is already in the mix. They're very well aware that if we can get more New Yorkers to realize that there's a lot of very powerful unions. Unfortunately, my union is the one that actually benefited from that Medicare Advantage manipulation that was done back in 2010. And so part of the problem is that the union leadership is not necessarily in agreement with the union membership, which is not necessarily all in agreement. There are many, many, many members of the United Federation of Teachers that disagree with me saying anything about what BAI has. And I can go down a list of more more important stories that are kind of like ignored or shunned by people that don't want to know what's really going on for low-wage workers, for workers in America, for migrants in Gaza, Palestine, Israel, with the United States government, with the federal money. I can go down a list of things that I hear on the radio station that are not only sometimes contentious on the radio station as well, but are really union issues that are not being recognized by union leadership. So thank you, Denise, for raising the issue. It's a very, very important issue. There are hundreds of thousands of people that could support the radio station because their interests are being talked about and discussed and call in. But it certainly isn't certain people that call up and criticize unionism or criticize, I think of it as the failure to talk about what's important is what the media does nowadays. They fail at talking about what's important. And WBAI tries not to fail at what's important to talk about, which is why we now have union people talking about what's going on with unions on WBAI. It's a template and a model for the rest of the network, I might add. Thank you, Neil. Thank you, Denise.
Okay. Thanks, Jeff.
Excuse me. I'm going to just clarify myself. I'm giving a proposal, okay, for us as community advisory board members representing the membership. Do we want to try to formulate a way to get at least 10% of the rank and file union? This is a proposal. That means we're going to have to plan how we would do it and then proceed as sponsors and supporters of our station. This is a proposal. Would people like the CAB, our membership, want to start to look at how we might build the rank and file membership for WBAI?
All right, so you're making that a motion then?
A motion then, I beg your pardon.
And I would second that motion, even though we don't have to second the motion.
Well, on the CAB, we do have to second motion. So thanks, Jack. All right, so are there any objections to supporting Denise's motion to try to get 10% of union membership, that would be the rank and file, to become WBAI members? Any objections to that motion? Hearing none, the motion is passed. Who's speaking? This is Laura?
That's okay. The motion's already passed. Yes, I was going to just add on to that. Unions often refer to language like that. It's just a language proposal. If it's internally, I can see it accepted. However, when you're using that language, it's something that an entity always refers to either in a positive or a negative manner. If it's an objective that we would like to achieve, I would say at least once we began to build, since we have a relationship in formation, I would add on to what Denise is saying to attempt to make an objective which allows the group which allows both of us to flourish. What we have is what every entity needs. We have a format where people can listen. We just need to broaden that. So they need us as much as we need them in terms of membership. So I agree with Denise. It's just that, I mean, the motion is already passed, so it's a moot issue to just say not to use certain terminology. But there's a question I actually wanted to ask Denise.
So then,
she mentioned guests.
Hang on a second, Laura.
Yeah, because
so what
I'm going a little bit. Hang on, everybody.
Laura, what was the language that you objected to in the motion?
I didn't object. Just the language that she used, I thought it, can she just restate the, well, it's moot, so there's no need to discuss it. We're already.
Let me restate it. You can make another motion, Laura.
No, I'd rather not waste time.
One moment. May I interject for a minute? Because for a good while, what I was saying was being misunderstood, okay? So
go ahead, Denise.
We've already agreed upon that this is an objective that we will pursue. Based on what Laura is saying, the pursuance of our getting at least 10% of this portion of the audience, you know, which is, I think she meant rank and file. I'm a past union person. My parents were union people. You know, I am proud of being a rank and file member because for me, rank and file people represent the wants and needs of the 99%, not management, not the executive branch of the union. That's why I'm really focusing on that. At the turn of a dime, the management of a unionized group can change their mind. But the rank and file, we go after what we need as a general populace, the 99%. I understand, Laura, what you're saying as well. That's part of planning how we're going to get more people, the wording, how you do the PR and what have you. But so we have already agreed, yes, we're going to try to go after the 10%. We've got like, from what they say on the card, 2 million union people that are represented by the executive branch. But not actually, we're not going after any portion of that in the way that I like us to do as listeners. Since that's been passed, what you're saying now is the way to formulate how we're going to get that done. So that's something that you're suggesting. I understand what you're saying. The wording and the verbiage is very important. I agree with you. But this is an internal dialogue, and I'm very receptive to the term rank and file. Because, you know, I'm about 99%, not about some small percentage of people who want to make decisions for everyone else. So, yes, the verbiage is important. So I'm gonna get off. I can say anything more. Thank you. You said that. Yes, we're going to do that. Now let's try to come up with ideas. I don't know if we're going to do that now or later. Okay, thanks.
Just for the record, I was not referring to rank and file. It's rare that I ever refer to rank and file. I've been a volunteer for some time with various unions, particularly on political events. So, no, I would never refer to – well, I'm not going to say never. It's rare. That is why I'm a part of this entity right now. The question I wanted to pose was guess, and we could probably close this issue. Guess, where – you mentioned guess.
We already have several shows. Neil was speaking about we should have some shows that have different people on who are part of the union, who represent more of the average workers. They're not the executive branch. We have at least three programs that are devoted towards that in the morning. Well, definitely two. And those guests sometime announce activities. Demonstrations, rallies, etc. You know, if we could find out a little in advance, because many times the guests announce it for the same day, it's very difficult for instance, myself as a cab member, who has leaflets and what have you that I could distribute about my our station. I would love to. I want to go to. I've already done that before, but. When you give me late notice, I have, you know, we all have other things to do. But if we could get the information in advance from the guests that come on at 7, from 7 to 8 on Monday and Friday, it would make it much easier for us to start a dialogue with the rank and file members, the members, the average people who are really fighting, who are at the rally, who are upset. It would be easy for us to give out flyers and say, because I've done that already, and I want to promote it now. And say, hey, you know, WBI has a program every Monday and Friday about a lot of the union issues. Have you ever heard about? And then most of them will say, well, no. Seriously, I heard Daryl's. The reason why I knew Daryl was in the hospital, and I know I don't want to go past 3 minutes because I'm approaching that. Daryl said he asked nurses about if they knew about the program that comes on Monday and Friday, and they did not, you know. So, and I'm sure knowing Daryl, no matter how sick he is, he's always trying to promote our station. And this is the way that we can get the average union person to give word of mouth and start to listen to us and start to say, hey, yeah, I can give $10 a month, $15 a month. And as I said before, I've experienced that by going out to some of these activities. That's what I meant by guests. We already have those programs. Now let's try to find out what's going on from a social or political standpoint that we can attend, you know, hour, half an hour, 15 minutes, give out some leaflets, give our numbers, give examples of the programs, give the dates of the programs and the time. We can even send a program to them if they'll give us their number. So that's what I meant.
All right. Thanks, Denise. So would you suggest, Denise, that that we form a committee to explore this issue as to how we could do it?
I don't want to monopolize the activity, but I've been thinking a lot about it. Is it okay for me to proceed, or I mean, is there someone else who wants to chime in, and I could come in after? Or I can
Well, I'm talking about forming a committee that would meet sometime after this meeting, whether it be today or tomorrow or next week or whenever. Just would you want to form a committee to explore this issue?
I would like that. And if I may skip to the chase, in order for us to not to be bogged down with committee meetings, If the people who are interested in possibly, if they have the time, of coming out to an activity that's announced, all one would have to do is provide their telephone number or say, yes, you can call me or give me a voicemail or a text. This activity is coming up over here in Brooklyn at such and such a location. I'll let you know if I can give leaflets or, you know, be at the activity and talk to a couple of people about the program. So if people are willing to, since we've already approved the motion and now you're looking at committees, the first step I would say is whoever wants to give a number and might be able or find the time to come to an activity and leaflet or dialogue with the participants at the activity.
All right. Well, you can give me a call and I can see if I'm available.
Bessarine on the stack.
Go ahead, Bessarine.
Yes, why is it that the producers cannot directly let us know if they're going to have these events? You mean the producers cannot let us know, or we ourselves listen to some of the programs? Sometimes I do that, and the producers then can, you know, when I call in, if they have a call in, let them know, tell me, look, if there's going to be some event, they can easily tell me where the event is going. Then I can convey that to other people. You can even just do a simple flyer. Look, we're going to be so-and-so at this so-and-so. It's a simple flyer. And then that way we're spreading the word through the producers because they're the ones setting up these things. The CAB meeting is not setting up these things. The producers, you're doing the shows. Listen to their shows. See who is having an event. Get your flyers out there. Hello?
Yeah. Thanks for that, Bezzarine.
Are the producers doing this?
If you want,
anyone want to follow up on...
I've been working on it for a while.
What was that, Denise?
I said I can comment on that. I've been kind of looking at that for a while. I just did send a little text to Keziah to ask, is it possible for us to get the guest, the people who are coming in that she's interviewing, once she signs them up to be on air, to find out from them prior to them actually being on air, is there an activity coming up within this week that you will be speaking about, you know, when you come on air, then perhaps we can get a heads up. She already does that during the program, but many times the guests speak about activities that are coming, that are going to happen after they attend the on-air interview or the next day. And it makes it very difficult for like somebody like me who's a CAB member or a listener who wants to leaflet that particular activity, you know, arrange it for their day, to get over that way and start to talk to people that are in attendance of the activity about WBAI. You know, and what? So as Ms. Besserine is saying, yes, they do announce it when they come on air, but maybe we can figure out a way to get the heads up at least a week before or a couple of days before. Because it's, you know what I'm saying, for somebody to say on the air, you know, you interview somebody and then they say, yes, we're going to have a demonstration tomorrow at City Hall. It's a big demonstration, and, you know, we would like, you know, for people to turn out. I'm going to go. I've already turned out to some of these activities, but I'm saying I want to have my leaflets with me, or I want a heads up to turn up to any activity, because that's how I am whenever I go to an activity. You want to know if it's something important that I should know about. You know, I want to know a little in advance, and I can plan to attend. You know what I mean? That's so Bessarine is saying correctly, but maybe we can get the producers, the people who are going to have the show, to announce it like a week in advance or a couple of days in advance.
Well, that
guest on the show.
Yeah, that is a good idea, Denise. Thanks.
I've been trying to do it myself, and it's really a pain in the neck when they tell you the last minute, and then you try to hustle down someplace, you know. It's no fun. And if we're going to do this, it's definitely doable. We want to kind of make it a little easier for us, too. We've got our own personal
Yes, thank you, Denise. Also, is it okay if I go back on the stack? I just want to – is it okay, Neil, if I speak?
Yeah, go ahead, Bessarine.
Yes, I just want to also note that Congressman Hakeem Jeffries, usually he puts his events. It's an event that he does several times a year. He just had one December 20th. So if I were to hear that he will be present at his event with other congressional people, is it okay if I can call you, Neil, and just let you know that this event is going to be happening this way? Usually they have a lot of vendors. The last one I attended was about 60 vendors, and they cover many different areas, and one can just, just go to those events, and I can get the first, of course you have to RSVP. But if I were to able to get this information beforehand, like Denise is saying, maybe 2 or 3 days beforehand, I would be able to then let you know, Neil, that there is an event coming up, and the congressional people are going to be there. Usually 3 of them come. So that's something that Hakeem Jeffries does several times a year. So if I hear anything going on, I will let you know, Neil. So that's an event, and they usually have a ton of vendors there that could, you know, get our flyers and say, listen, tune into WBAI. We can do this. So, I've gone to the last event, as I told you. That was December 20th. So, yeah, I mean, I don't know if that's a good idea for the CAD people, but I know I can have direct communication with you, Neil, and let you know in advance when these events are coming up. They're very good. You get, like, a good number of vendors.
Neil, do you want to try this activity? Or if not, I will do it, definitely.
What was that, Denise?
I know when you volunteered your number for to say that you'd be willing, if an activity comes up, that you would like to be notified, and then you'll let us know if you can go out to the activity. Do you want to show this activity? I'm interested in helping you show it or whatever, or rather sponsoring the activity and sending out information. If I had knew about Hakeem Jeffries' activity on the 20th, I would have definitely went over there.
Well, I went there myself. But I communicate with him directly. I call the office there. Yes, nothing. And then, I was interested in going there because I wanted to speak with Hakeem, and I wanted to, give my flyers out to him because I'm doing other issues regarding the justice reform. So that's why I went out. But unfortunately, he did not come because they were dealing with the budget. They didn't want a government shutdown. So that time, they had to. He stayed in Washington. He didn't come out to Brooklyn. But usually, I've met him several times, so in person. So, but I go there for my own business. I go there to just move my issues regarding the justice reform. That's why I go there. But he is in Congress, and I do have the direct communication to his staff in Congress. Anybody can have that. It's not like a special person. No, but the next time, what I'll do is, when I get information from his staff, there's an event, I'll just call Neil a few days before. It is RSVP, but you don't have to do anything special. You can just, you know, it's on his website, on Hakim's website, you know.
After the meeting, I'm going to contact you also, Pastor Reed. I'd like that information because I would definitely do a group text or something as well, just to let everybody a heads up. And if somebody wants to come out and do some leafleting for WBAI, we really got to get the word of the WBAI out to the average listener. Not only the union members,
okay, that's
I'm sure a union member. You know what I mean? But I'm aware of your activities, and I'll definitely give you a call after the meeting. Thank you, Mr. Rain.
Yes.
Hey, Neil, it's Ed. As I said,
thank you.
Before the meeting, I need to jump out early, but thanks to everyone, and I'll be on the next call as well.
Okay. Edmund, can we give you your number as well?
What's that?
Can we give you a heads up on basic activities, and maybe you might be able to attend one? Give out some leaflets about our station.
You can. I'm in Jersey and I got a lot going on here. But yeah, you could certainly text me or email me. Yeah, mm-hmm. My phone number is 551-587-6448. But yeah, so yeah, the more notice the better. But yeah.
All right. Thanks, Ed. Mm-hmm. Appreciate you coming.
Okay, thank you. Okay, bye-bye.
Thank you, man.
All right. Anyone else want to be on stack? Anyone else have anything to say? All right, guys. Next thing on the agenda is Jay, which is repeat announcements. Everyone is welcome to attend the meeting, and you are not required to identify yourself. However, if you wish to become a CAB member, then we need to know your name because you must be a member of WBAI and attend 3 out of 4 consecutive CAB meetings. And this is something else that we're going to have to do this month, and that will be to verify that all of the CAB members are members of WBAI. So if you did let your membership lapse, please catch up on that and renew your membership to the station. Next thing on the agenda is Kay, next meeting date. Does anyone have the date for the third Sunday in February?
February 16th.
The 15th?
February 16th, 1-6.
1-6, the 16th. All right, thanks for that, Denise. So we will be meeting next on the February 16th, and L is adjourned the meeting. So what time is it now, Tom? Tom, you there?
2:10.
2:10. All right, so the meeting is adjourned at 2:10, and I thank everybody for coming, and I'll see you guys in February. Thanks.
Thank you,
everybody.
Denise.
Bye-bye.
Yes.
Oh, yes, just
Laura?
A footnote again on rank and file, that term. Mm-hmm. It's like the term woke. Rank and file used to mean the ordinary person. Now, the colloquial use of it is refers to the elite. It's like the term woke. So my foot or feet, my feet are always on the ground. So I'm for those working class people. Okay, I just want to clarify that.
I understand.
Okay,
no, I know that you are. You wouldn't even attend a CAB meeting. You wouldn't be a WBI listener, and you wouldn't be as conscientious as you are to make sure that things go in a successful way for our station. I see that about you. You're like very, very conscientious about making
sure you
create an environment to win. And yeah, we want to keep our station going in a successful manner. I totally agree with you. And for me, though, I'm not a colloquial kind of person. Woke for me is a good thing. If you're woke, if you're aware, if you're awakened, it's all good, because sleeping is not going to help you at all. And
exactly.
So I agree with you. And I want to say something also. Mayette told me to tell you that she really appreciated your calling and, you know, asking about her or leaving a message or something. And that,
yes,
that she wasn't feeling so well. You know, at any time you want to email her or give her a ring, she'd appreciate that. Okay?
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much. That's helpful. Mm-hmm. I'm glad that you conveyed that message to me. I was deeply concerned, but I've heard Mayette on the radio. I know she's interactive. I've heard you, I think, with the, the Medicaid Advantage. I like that input. I like the idea. I mean, there are several things. I don't want to hold you up. I know this is a weekend. It's rare that we get an opportunity to spend time with our families.
Exactly. But I do think if we can start to understand what's happening, even like Ed was saying, sometimes it's a dinner, sometimes it's a movie, sometimes it's something that a lot of people are going to be at who probably have the same mindset, if it's a guest on the station, you know, that sort of thing. You listen to what their issues are, what they want to discuss, and they say something's going to be going on at this place, a cocktail, whatever. I'm going to be bringing my flyer. If someone would be willing to give me...
But what you can do, I know it's old school, you know, with flyers, but let me just give... And it's a great idea. It still works. I'm still a flyer person. I know a lot of people in the community often say to me, well, maybe you should do this, but flyers still work. One suggestion I would make, this can reduce the cost of flyers. Have a flyer, let's say if you're moving about, tell people to take a photo of the flyer and send it to, let's say, at least 100 people, because most people have 1,000 or more people. So I would strongly suggest that you do that. Have a flyer, you know, if it's a one page, I don't know what your flyer looks like, because everything is so fancy these days, but tell people, you know, as you're going by, please take a photo of this, send this, and you can say.
I think that's a good idea. I'm going to see how I can implement that. I've been leafleting of late. You know, if I hear about an activity that I think are very like WBI listeners, and some of the activities stem from actual interviews that WBI is giving. But if we could get a kind of heads up, we might be able to capitalize a little bit more. I understand completely what you're saying. I also know how to sell the programs actually to a person, but many times people don't want to give you their telephone number. They don't know you, you know, that sort of thing. But we'll figure it out. We'll figure it out. We definitely have to get the word out.
And we're on the right track. You know, I feel that. I know that we're on the right track. There's a reason why we're going through these minor hurdles, and it's for appreciation and to prepare for the future. But the idea, I think it's really important that we develop a strong partnership with unions, since we already have. I know there's been some dispute about the relationship we've built with unions, but since we have a relationship, as I indicate, we need to make sure that it flourishes. It's going to take time. They're very active. They're very engaged for every election. If not with unions, with the club, or just interacting with different individuals, I've provided my volunteer work. I've done this since I was very young. So I've worked with them just coming in. They're well organized for a political party, or not a political party, a political individual. They're very organized. And
yes, I'm was part of a union, as I said before. They're very creative. They're very organized. The only difference between them and WBAI promoters, they have telephone numbers, the memberships, they have their locations where they live at. You know, they have all of those particulars, so that they can easily reach out to an average member and say, you know, can you go and check this out? Or are you going to vote for this and that sort of thing? And so now what you were just saying to me, to take a photo, take a picture of the flyer sometime instead of, you know, doing all that paper, because those are trees, like you know. I really appreciated you just giving me that suggestion. And we're going to figure it out. We'll figure it out. Some people like something in their hands.
Yeah, it's easy.
People, you know? Mm-hmm.
Sure. So I think that's a great idea that you raised, that we take advantage of. Oh, with the flyer. No, it works. I've seen it at funerals. I've seen that idea. Well, one, I used it when I was campaigning for a candidate. And I've seen it at funerals, where they have, instead of giving out massive programs, they will have a layout of the deceased, background, bio, photos, and all of that, so people can take a picture. And that increases our objective. But I think it's a great idea what you point out, and I could see that happening slowly, in terms of ideas, in terms of joint events, to reach the 10% and more. I know you're saying at least. People who are part of unions. Yes. So I don't want to hold you up to me.
Okay. All right.
No, go ahead. I'm sorry. I know you're always in a rush and you always have another appointment.
Well, you guys, Cab was the last appointment. I had a meeting prior to this one. After this, I'm going to be kind of just chilling as well and doing a couple of things that I wanted to do. But I appreciate your dialogue, taking a couple of minutes and talking with me about some of your ideas. I can kind of see how I'm going to make, you know, how we can make those things formulate as we come together and get this thing to work. I would have loved to have been at Hakeem Jeffries' activity on the 20th, not only for WBAI, but because of what they would have been discussing. I want to be there, particularly now. What will formulate in the next couple of years is very important. I want to help to mold it in a way that WBAI can be successful and that we can keep the voice of the 99% audible, even more than audible, prolific, you know.
Sure, and there's a lot of work, great ideas, and now not only do you, I think you're in Brooklyn, not only do you have Hakeem Jeffries, but also now you have Yvette Clark, who heads the CBC.
Yeah, I appreciate her greatly as well. And she hasn't done too many recent activities, but I'm going to be getting in touch with Bessarine. I know she's very, very active because of her son and her issue that she's trying to promote justice in the law system. So, yeah, I'm going to definitely couple up with her and get some ideas. And, yeah, I'm looking forward to that. It doesn't always have to be a demonstration. It can be something cultural. Mm-hmm. It can be. But the guests that we have on BAI are definitely people who know people who should be listening.
Exactly.
At least be aware of our station. Yeah, definitely.
As we build membership and increase our audience, the funds will come in. I know that. Because every organization, every person needs what we have. We're just, you know, it's a lot of work that's needed. And it takes time, but we'll get there. I'm confident that we will get there. This is something I just thought about it's a Bessarine. Yes. I wonder if she attempted to contact President Biden as he commuted sentences.
She did. In fact,
she did.
Because I spoke with her, yeah, and she got one of the bills passed, but then it's stuck in the House now, right now. And she said that she did contact him. No, that had to do with bills. I don't know if she actually contacted him pertaining to her son. I really don't know about that, you know, to tell you the truth.
Okay.
I know that Linda Peltier and Momia, they've been trying to work with, and I forgot the other brother's name. And these are people, that, and if he kind of tippy-toed around them, you know what I mean?
And I would not give up hope with Trump. He has, I know people feel a certain way about him, but he has, during his last term, he has acted in the way, quietly, that Biden recently performed. It's just that, you know, he has to maintain this image in order to keep his, his persona or his these people, his followers.
His followers, yeah.
So I'm
with Trump when it comes to the vaccination situation. I agree with him about the deniers. There's been too many scientific experts throughout the world who have come forward and said there are other ways to treat this, and they didn't have to experiment on our bodies the way they did. So I'm very I'm very happy about that, that he does agree with that, you know, so not a problem.
Well,
we spoke about chloroquine a long time ago before, you know, as soon as the thing came out, I think he was treated with that. He was saying there are other ways. I was treated with hydroxychloroquine and By he spoke about it. So that I'm very happy about.
Sure, yes, because definitely one of the fears was that with Kamala, which I knew it wasn't going to happen. I mean, realistically, I've worked on campaigns since I was with children.
Nonsense, yeah.
Exactly, but it brought in money, and that's what makes a difference. The announcement of her campaign brought in a tremendous amount of money, and that's what they needed. You know, all of a sudden, you know, Joe Biden, his last speeches, he looked like an Olympian champion. I'm not.
It's amazing how that one particular crucial speech, debate that he had, that was the one time when he was totally befuddled. And he even said that he felt sick, like something was not right. Just before the debate, and he performed really terribly. Mm-hmm. But no one knows what's going on about that.
Are you there, Ed?
I'm okay.
I'm picking up some stuff for you at DJ's. That didn't have the mandarin, so I refunded, all right?
It didn't have the what?
The mandarin.
Denise, I think someone else wants to talk. So thank you, Denise. I'm going
thank
to let you, on this note, a happy, healthy, and a blessed Dr. King Day. And thank you for the Mayotte information. That helps a lot because we need to have a good rapport with all of us.
I was
deeply concerned. And, you know, we know each other's personality. We have those moments. Mm-hmm. But thank you for that. I will follow up with her. I'm just, like, really inundated.
A successful day, week, year, and life.
Thank you.
Okay,
you too.
Good
be well, stay well, and enjoy.
You are currently the only person in this conference.